The rallies were billed as an effort to prevent Republicans from stacking federal courts with conservative judges. Milwaukee rally organizer Art Heitzer says if the GOP leaders go ahead with a plan to eliminate the practice for judicial confirmations, it could mean a radical shift to the right in the federal courts.
If the Senate says, okay, we don't want to have the minority of the Senate have any role, we would just ram them on through. That means that all portions of the government would be in the hands of one group, which some of us see as a very narrow-minded group.
But Republican Party spokesperson Danny Diaz says Democrats, including Wisconsin's Russ Feingold, have flip-flopped in their support for the filibuster. He says in 1995, Feingold joined other Democrats in an effort to scrap the delay tactic to prevent legislative gridlock.
He supported ending all filibusters, both legislative and judicial. Republicans don't support that. We support the fact that these judges deserve an up or down vote.
Senator Feingold says he's changed his mind on filibusters because Republicans have become more determined to stifle debate. Meanwhile, Move On organizers are using this week's rallies to raise funds for TV ads like this one, attacking the GOP's efforts to eliminate the filibuster.
A 200-year-old Senate rule is all that stands between you and extremist judges. Radical Republicans are trying to break that rule to get judges who will overturn your right to privacy.
The group claims to have raised almost $500,000 to run the ads in Maine, Virginia, Nebraska, and Oregon. They target potential swing Republican senators in those states who might be convinced to defend the filibuster. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.